living off the labels. I don't really wanna hear that shit, nigga. If you don't like it, go and get a job. They hiring dummies on the block. Story is, the niggas you call close, the ones to plot. Ay, life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop. Ay, stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop. Ay, I'm from LA County, a strange place, cocaine base. They know who I am without nameplay, no gameplay. Locked up, my bro got the same case, and I blame face. The enemies get stomped to no features, like a blank face. He got no air like a king without a son. Caught my cousin with the pills, said he going on a run. And the time that they gon' give him, he might never see the sun. No, the time that they gon' give him, he might never see a son. That's the one. Got 100 shots of vodka in my piss. Growing up, is realizing Debo was a bitch. You know the code. Nintendo niggas bet not ever switch. But he told for his family, we don't want any of that shit, nigga. Cocaine sticking to your gums like cables. If you don't like the shit, then you can leave like Basil. His bet got batteries, we jump them like cables. The feds on scope, so fiends peeling off the labels. I don't really want any of that shit, nigga. You call close, the ones to plot. Ayy, life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop. Ayy, stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop. Ayy.
Dry spell, I figured I'd manicure my nails. Then after blue, I'm interrupted by the bell. It was Key talking about D. Come on, let's bounce tonight. Wu-Tang's performing at the Fever. And I got the backstage passes, VIP status. The after party's at the Marriott. We in the night like Gladys. Cool, I could do with that. Give me 45 so I can wash the cat. And marinate the body, hop in Mizrahi. Tighten up the afro and turn it super hardy. I tell you what, I hit you up soon as I'm ready. When I see you, Mitsubishi out front, we jet true honey buns. Wanna have fun, unlike a chick who said it for the hit and run. Yeah, to all the girls, do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Arriving at the club like 11:45. Scenery was live. Mob like a 3-2 center outside. Fly rise the whole shebang. You know how Philly hang. Come time to get extravagant. While I was attracted by the glamour and the glitz, he was chatting with the bouncer, telling him we on the list. Within the split second, we escorted through congestion, routine friction, metal detection, all clear as air, no question. So we grabbed Kahlua's at the bar and head towards the dance section. No hesitation. Breezing to the back in the green room where the celebrities was at. That's when the propaganda began to emerge. Star-studded events must trigger hoochie alerts, cause Kia went berserk. Diggy Low was first. Subtle body language, acting like a flirt. Tongue sticking out with the baby door pal, talking all loud. I'm like, what's this all about?
Look, Method Man, I'm saying, what's up with him? I'm trying to see him for real. He look good. Why you looking at me like that? I'm saying I got to get mine. For real, I got to get mine, okay?
Here come the raw maneuver. Looter than imagine. Kia aiming for attention, striving for it with a passion. Slips out of sarong, started dancing in her thongs like a booty song was on. I said, sis, you know you wrong. See, you the reason niggas be screaming bitches, hoes, and tricks. I don't believe you going out on that Adina Howard. Don't you dig these... Think you hotter than the sun. Even if they talk to you, they wanna hit and run. And if you scheming on the cream room, you ain't getting none. You play from the door with that nut you done. And she gon' look at me and say, yo, chill, whatever.
Whatever.
I thought you was my peeps, I said I thought you was together. Your actions bounce on all these chicks in here like a reflector. I'm trying to school you, sis, it's plain that you don't know no better. But I'm not the one to judge, so do what you gotta do. But it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You do it. Yo, you true honey buns. Wanna have fun, like a chick who said for the hit and run. Yeah, to all the girls, do what you gotta do, but it ain't what you do, it's how you do, it's how you do, it's how you do.
And podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Boom, 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 of a big day. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CGSF, 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. We got my man, Digi.
Yo, it's me, Digital. I'm here. Yeah.
Man, we having a good old time, as usual. And we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. You can download the CJSF app and listen to all the previous shows, or go on the CJSF.ca website, click the One Order in the calendar link, and check out all our previous shows. I mean, we've been going almost 6-7 months strong now, and it's been an amazing time. Amazing time. So, you know, we started off that first set with Bamboo Twigs, My Brother Understanding Righteous, a.k.a. Understanding Righteous, Black Messiah, a.k.a. Respect Almighty's, and them brothers is from Montreal, Master True Life, shout out to the gods, you know what I mean? And that song, Babylon, love that song. We're dropping some real revolutionary lyricism within that song, you know? And we had to come through with the Tash and the Carl Thomas. And that song was called The Game.
Oldie but goodie.
Oldie but goodie, still good. Then you had that Ray Vaughn, Pusha T, problems. Woo. We all got problems. We all got problems. Question is we finding solutions for these problems? Because that's what counts. Then we had Muhammadiyah. And, you know, I love Muhammadiyah. She's bad. I liked how she was dropping them joints. And that was called True Honey Bun. That was a fire joint. Mm-hmm. And then we had Coda, The Fiend. And if I pronounced it wrong, my G, I apologize. And you had, that was featuring Static Selector and Logic. And yeah, man, that song was called La.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ah, B-L-A-H. If you want to find out what that is and where you can cop that, most definitely, man. So if you're just tapping in, we've been talking about, well, we started talking about Donnie T. Seems like we always talk about Donnie T.
Yo, bro, before we go on with the Donnie T thing, I want to thank the early call-ins today. That was
I really, was ju- and I wanted to really go into that, too. That. Absolutely, yeah. Man. Shout out to Atlanta. Shout out to Miami. Erica calling in from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
And my man's Titty Boy in Atlanta. That's my brother over there. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's my guy over there in Atlanta.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man. And then you don't even know these things, man. You ever hear that one sexualist who calls in?
Yeah, of course.
With that fabulous voice.
We know.
Yeah, man. Big family, around the world things.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Thomas. Thank you.
Yes, Miss Thomas.
Excellent. You. Thank
appreciate
you, man.
Appreciate you. You know,
missing the porridge.
And you know, that's the thing about it. It's like, you know, when you have somebody who's on your side and they wanna see you uplift, you know, and they spread the message. You know what I mean? It's like that's the type of community that we build, is that, you know, we want people to share the message. Cause what we're doing here is something very positive and very powerful, right? This platform that we have, you know, and it's so important for us to use the platform for positive things, man, and unition, right? Uniting the seeds, as you know, Father Allah used to say, right? Is, you know, we unite the seeds, bring people together, man. That's what it's about. Because when we unify, it's hard to die. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we unify, we multiply, you know, we don't subtract or divide. You know what I'm saying? That's the job for somebody else, you know? And we add on and we multiply. So, yes, much love to the boy out there in Atlanta. Much love to Erica out there in Miami, MIA, you know?
And make sure you say what's up to Beats and Buckets hats fell out there.
Yeah, does Titty Boy know about J. Scott the Illest, man?
I don't know. That's their hood. They should know.
Yo, check out the brother J. Scott the Illest if you haven't, man. I mean, he just put out a new track. It's fire, bro. Like, yo, man. Beats and Bucket hats all day.
Sure.
Yo, run that. Run that!
Yo, man. I need to get it, man.
I know.
Beats and Buckets has ran away from me. I need you to send me that, bro.
Yeah, you know what we might.
I need the link from you.
You know what? Yeah.
Could you hook me up, bro?
Oh yeah, we'll get it. We need to run that. Oh man, me and the young guy King Wise, man, we got some stuff like that too coming out, man. You know, the horns, the trumpets, like, you know, I mean, even that joint I played you in the vehicle the other day, man. Like,
yes. Oh, here we go again.
Who? Peace. Who we got on the line?
Good evening.
Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Only
sexless
out of Jamaica.
Oh, my.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
We got Jamaica in the house again.
We got Jamaica in the building?
Shoo.
International ting going over here.
I have the old West Balan tune into the radio station. Hope you guys know that I'm doing my job.
Okay, oh, thank yes. you. Thank you. Thank you for spreading the love and knowledge.
We love you.
Where are you saying, Trelawney?
We're in Westmoreland, Little London.
Mm. From Westmoreland, Jamaica, reaching out to Burnaby, SFU Mountaintop, Vancouver, BC, British Columbia, Canada. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. Yo, why they call it Little London?
I need to do my research.
I got an idea, but you
probably
know.
Probably not a good story.
You know.
Brother, it is called Moreland, though. You know that. Moreland.
Moreland.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Land of the Moors, my brother.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, sure. The Maroons, too. Some would say that derives from that as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Moors. Here's the thing about the Moors is that the Moors, they did a lot, but they also did some negative things, you know. And because, I mean, when we look at...
We ain't talking about what they did.
Yo.
Let's talk about Donnie T instead.
No! Nah.
Sexualist, thank you so much for calling.
I'm feeling good. Good work to be in. Blessed for my family out there in Canada and all over.
Yes.
I'm out.
Peace. Now, back to our... Radio sketches. Yo, give them the number, man. Give them the number, Gigi.
The number is 778-782-2573. Set, set, we did the sex et toi for our French listeners and for our listeners who are also Spanish Latino speaking. 7787-8782-2573.
Yes.
We're on CJSF Radio.
Yes.
Burnaby, BC, SFU.
You know what time it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it for all the people, man. All the human families of the planet Earth, baby, man. This is what it's about. One order, one nation. One nation grow together, you know. So... Man, it's been beautiful.
See, the radio vibes is reaching all the way around the world, man. It's just not no www.elon, man.
Yo!
This is old school radio, bro.
This is old school radio,
man. Old school radio, bro.
We everywhere, man. Mm. You know? And shout out to everybody that's on the Instagram Live. You know what I mean? You tapping in with us. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. You know what I mean? CJSF 90.1 FM.
We got some. Let's not forget our local massive, too. We got Mocha Only and J Swing and Flip Out and...
Oh, yeah,
Shadow
man.
Effects and Guilty Black, who we don't have tonight.
And we love you, Guilty.
Missing you, Guilty.
You know, the fans is missing you, man.
The horns aren't ringing in the office today.
You know what I'm saying?
And the air just is not the...
You didn't go there.
It's not the same way
it's not the same
is,
without you, bro.
We don't miss that, but we love it. Yes, sir.
Bro. Hey, yo. And look, if you are artist in the, you know, wherever you are, if you a dope artist, submit your music. We run it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we even, if you're real dope, we'll get you on live and we will interview you. You know what I mean? We do phone interviews, videos, local. Doesn't matter, man. We here to share the love, man. You know what I mean? Because the world needs to hear your gift if you got one. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got a gift.
And digital needs your music, too. Digi doesn't have everybody's tracks.
That's
know?
Right.
I'll play your tracks. If I like it.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
And we looking for dope female Canadian artists too, man. You know what I mean? We need to get more dope female artists on. So if you a dope female MC, send in your music.
All artists.
Well, of course, but you know.
All artists.
You know.
Go ahead. All genres too, because you know hip hop is everything.
It's that's how I mean it is, man. It's the yin and the yang, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's the yin and the yang, you know. And going back to what we were discussing about, you know, the video aspect, right? See, the visual is that's there to play on your subconscious mind, right? It's to create this idea of, you know, what a community or a culture, you know, ethnicity of people are about, right? It's like when, you know, you go into a spot and they expect you to have your pants sagging behind your buttocks, your gluteus maximus, you know, and how that's cool, right? And it's like, you know, when, I'm sure at least I can attest to being young and thinking that was a part of Black people's culture, but, you know, it's not, that's not it, you know, that's not it. And that is a prison thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's letting people know you available. You know,
yeah,
that's letting people know you available. So you think that was something that we was promoting? I mean, to an extent we were, But you think that was that idea was planted? That idea was planted by the record labels. You know what I'm saying? That's all part of the agenda to, you know, how I would say is demasculating the man, you know? And, you know, vice versa for the women, right? You know, to have women half naked in their videos and thinking that that's what's sexy, that's what's going to make you attractive to somebody else of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever, right? And, you know, these type of games is the type of, you know, games that are being played. This thing is Game of Thrones out here. You know what I mean? This industry is a Game of Thrones out here. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of youth out there, man. And they, you know, they doing a lot of wickedness because they don't really understand what's going on. You know, they're getting bombarded with all of this psychological warfare. It's a psychological warfare. It's a mental warfare before the physical warfare. It's an attack on the mind. Doesn't matter who you are. You know what I mean? It's an attack on the mind. So the question is, you know, for you, the audience, how can we come together and, you know, raise this awareness? How can we create music that is positive but that will still attract the youth? You know, what type of visuals do we need to show? You know, what do you think about that?
I think if we go back to even, you know, not to even go back, but, like, you know, we... let's say, like, when Snoop and Dre were doing their things, we had like Ain't Nothing But like a G thing.
Yeah,
you know, if we look at them videos, they had like Community, we had cars jumping up and down.
Yeah,
we had, you know, brothers rocking the styles, the hip-hop styles, the jerseys, the hockey jerseys, the basketball jerseys, the Jordans, the Adidas, the Fila's, the, you know, the different styles and the dancing. There was children in the videos dancing. There was community. There was eating. You know, there was some drinking. There was some smoking, you know. Social. Drinking is legal.
Drinking is legal. So is smoking.
But it was about community and it was fun. Yes, the music was a little harsh. A lot of stupid dances came out of that because, of course, you know, people got to take things far. But, I think it was good in promotion of the positive things that we love to do. And as you said earlier, recognize that black people's culture is so attractive to many that they took it and monetized a way to stupefy the young.
No doubt.
Not just black children, everybody's children.
Straight up.
And yeah, you know, the barbecues became shootouts. The parties became shootouts. Because they want to hold their gun with their index finger and
You don't need to do that. If you're If you're out there, if you out there, don't do that, bro. Because that's how you ass gonna get caught. You know what I mean?
Even on the roaming, like, all you kids who love basketball and football, as in soccer, North America, football. Just to say, you could be really good at your sport. And you might not make it, but you can still try, right? Mm-hmm. But remember, if you do make it, like this foolish, really good basketball player, Ja Morant, dingle-dangling a gun, if you're making millions of dollars, let your security that you should be able to afford with your millions of dollars take care of you. And instead of wasting money on foolish cars that depreciate as soon as you drive them off or, you know, foolish... expensive clothing that is made for 2 cents and you pay $2,000 for it.
No doubt.
Instead of doing that, you know, take your money, take a class in financial education and learn how to save your millions. Because, you know, it's really sad that we can be afforded these millions from these owners who have money. Did you see what Vladdy Guerrero signed for the other day?
No.
Vladdy Guerrero.
Still playing?
Well, he's the son of the Vladdy Guerrero who played in Canada.
Okay.
He was born in Canada, but seemingly does not speak a lot of English. For whatever reason, he's a Canadian who represents the Dominican Republic when he plays baseball in the World Championships. A lost Canadian. The man signed a contract for $500
million. $500 million?
Let me tell you.
In baseball?
In baseball. And I would say it was bigger than that, but the 500, I believe, is guaranteed.
Guaranteed $500 million.
Half a billion dollars. And he's already made billions again. So, which is, that's a lot of money for one person, much less a guy to swing a bat at a ball.
How many years?
I didn't, how many years do you need to take to make $500 million? Let's go, I don't even know. I just, the numbers are insane. I'm putting the youngest in baseball. And just to say, you make all that money and, you know, after you're done your career, you don't have any money because you've squandered it due to your financial ignorance. Mm-hmm. And again, that's something that we need to preach for everybody. Everybody needs to have financial
literacy.
And specifically, my brothers and sisters, we need to be financially intelligent and stop smiling at the shiny things. Take care of home. Mm-hmm. And over here in the Western Hemisphere, we need to be aware of where we spend our money, what we're spending it on, you know. And I'm talking about on this level, as far as everything, more likely, more so, what we're ingesting. We don't want to get sick. We don't want to be in the hands of these doctors who are really meant to not take care of us.
No doubt.
We don't want to be caught up not having the funds to take care of our future, our children and things. And, you know, the Benz and the Bugatti and the Ferrari aren't that important. Bills are important. Lights are important. Good food is important. So let's be smart.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? When you take a community of people who have been stripped away from, let's just use material possessions, you know, people who came from kingdoms, bloodlines who built kingdoms and civilization across the world, you know, you displace them across, you know, certain parts of the world, you know, you strip everything from them, and then, you know, you create the entertainment business, you create the sports business, right? You know that these people, specific type of people, are going to dominate, so they're going to make you money. But you know that they don't have any type of literacy. I mean, look at Mayweather. Mayweather can't even read, right? But he's probably a billionaire by now, right?
Oh, for sure. He learned from watching his uncle and his father get screwed over, right?
So it's like, you know, certain people that don't know, like, they just like, man, you know, they're on the blocks out there, you know what I mean, in America. They're on the blocks, you know. I seen a video the other day, I forgot the rapper's name, but he was talking about, like, he went inside, came out, asked his homie for like $250. Homie was like, when am I gonna get it back? He's like, what am I gonna get back? I just got out, bro. Like, I'm just trying to make a track and get this music, right? So he didn't get it from him. Then his auntie, he's like, you know, auntie, I need $250. I need to do this song, record. And she was like, okay, bet. We gonna do that, and I'm gonna get your outfit. You gonna need a chain, waze, waze, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, they do the video. The video did like 250,000 views in 24 hours. And then he ended up getting all these calls, and he ended up doing a tour and getting 50K doing a tour off of one song, right? And it's like, okay, so now you got 50K, you're probably making more. Oh, he's definitely making more now because he's an artist, right? But it's like, when you take people from these places that never even seen that kind of money, and you give them, you know, shoot, $1 million, right? $2 million. You know, they don't even understand that money, the label's gonna have to recoup from you, right? And if your record does not sell, you are in deep doo-doo. It's really entrapment, to be honest with you. It's entrapment.
Yeah. Go over your contract, man.
You know, it's entrapment. Yeah. And they'll even sabotage you just so that they can keep you in chains. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's like, you know, I was watching another video today. Young Dolph turned down 22 million, you know, RIP to Young Dolph, right? He turned down 22